This is Chris Hughes with the Christian Perspective Podcast with Chris Hughes, where we encourage our listeners to engage the culture with Jesus Christ. Your Chosen Truth Network podcast is starting in just a few seconds, so enjoy it, share it, but most of all, thank you for listening to the Truth Podcast Network.
This is the Truth Network.
This is the United States Champion.
He became my personal savior.
Ladies and gentlemen, the following contest is set for one fall. Introducing first, from Lithuania, he weighs 123 kilos, the Russian Nightmare, Nikita Kolov.
Now, the Devil's Nightmare. Welcome back to another episode of It's Time to Man Up.
Hey, we are here live, yours truly, Nikita Kolov, here live at the Butcher's Block, downtown Winston-Salem, near Bailey Park, 247 East 5th Street, across from Bailey Park, the Butcher's Block. And I just want to, well, let me just first introduce Eric. Eric, welcome, the owner of Butcher's Block. Welcome to the Man Up Show live.
Thank you so much for having me, Nikita.
Well, thank you for having us, actually.
Most definitely.
Here on location. And, man, Eric, so I want to say this just kind of right out of the gate. Robbie Dillmore, my Truth Radio sidekick, is right here with me. I think I'm his sidekick, actually. He's got way more experience than me. But we just had some fun here, too. We actually did the Christian Car Guy. Robbie did live here at the Butcher's Block, the Kingdom Pursuits. And now we're doing the Man Up Show live in here to just help gain you even more exposure than you already have. But but I have to say this. So Robbie's chomping away on an amazing I already wolfed, as you can see, Eric.
Yours is gone.
Mine is gone. Like so you're not a restaurant, you're a butcher shop, but you were kind enough to make Robbie and I brunch. I'll call it brunch.
Yes.
Steak and eggs. And man, ribeye, is that what we had?
Certified Angus ribeye.
I do have to say, like, and I'm not making this up, like, I'm a steak connoisseur, so to speak. Mm-hmm. And I'm always looking for a good steak. But that melted in the mouth, and the flavor, I don't know what you did to season.
Yes.
You seasoned it with
I
something,
seasoned it.
Didn't you?
Yes.
Which is interesting, too, because we're talking about this being the butcher's, you know, the meat shop. But I'm looking around, like if you're a seasoned connoisseur, I mean, mm-hmm. tell everybody a little bit, what all you had. Like, I'm looking at those racks over there. That's a dessert one. We'll get to that. What's all the sauces?
We carry a lot of varieties of North Carolina-based products as far as spices, rubs, barbecue sauces.
So local.
Try to push as much local as possible.
Okay. Yeah. So they can get all that. So all the stuff to put on the steaks. I'm seeing drinks over in the far cabinet, some fruit, desserts.
Yes, we've got some quite a few varieties of gourmet chocolates, and we do have some hot chocolate, gourmet bars out of Seattle, Washington. So fully woman-owned company, J. Coco.
Awesome.
Phenomenal product.
And this Urban Accents caught my eye. Movie night.
Yes, it's a popcorn kit.
Variety
of different popcorn seasonings and flavors.
Yeah. 5 premium seasonings, 3 non-GMO, I'm getting everything backwards. GMO kernels, I mean, sweet tricolor blend, crunchy ruby red, fluffy white gold. But tell the folks, what's in those meat display cabinets?
Here we offer a large variety of beef, pork, chicken, and seafood. The varieties we offer are restaurant quality. It's not what you get in your standard grocery store. So
right.
You will taste the difference. It's night and day.
Yeah, I already did.
Yeah.
Robbie, do you agree? I mean, was it – chime in here, Robbie.
I got to tell you, man. Oh, man, like –
Yeah, like yours is gone too. Like it vanished.
Yeah, it just melts in your mouth. But more than that, you know, you have this expectation with steak.
Yes.
It exceeded it. Because I've been sitting here smelling it now for I don't know how long.
Yeah, because they've been in back cooking it. Eric's been in back cooking it for us.
And oh, yeah. My goodness.
Yeah, so the aroma wooed us in first.
Oh, yes.
The aroma. And then you sat it down and we're like, oh, my goodness. And listen, folks, I'm not just making this up, like for real. I mean, it was one of the best. And I've been all over the world. I've had steak. In fact, you got some specialty steaks from Japan.
We do.
Yes,
we have the A5 Japanese Wagyu, fresh.
Okay. Yeah, I can't even. The Wagyu?
Wagyu.
Wagyu, fresh.
Yes.
Yeah, all your stuff, like you bring it in from different?
Yeah, we have a large variety. And the majority of all the meats we carry are United States.
Okay.
That is one of the very few imports that we bring in is okay. the A5 Japanese Wagyu.
Okay. And two locations. So you're not just here in downtown Winston-Salem. You have another location,
Yeah, we're
too.
Located. Our first location, we were in downtown Lexington.
Okay.
On 2nd Avenue, 30 West 2nd Avenue.
And I actually stopped in, popped into that store site to just get a bird's eye view of it. And, of course, I've been to this one more than any. But so what's your vision for the shop?
I'd like to see us. My initial goal was to have 10 locations.
Have you heard the news? The Man Up radio show and podcast will now be available on television. You heard that right. The Man Up show on TV. Be sure to check out MorningstarTV.com for real talk with real men and sometimes real women with real stories. Stories like WWE superstars Lex Luger, Sting, Magnum TA, actor Kevin Sorbo, Super Bowl quarterback Brad Johnson, NBA All-Star Al Wood. Check out MorningstarTV.com.
We'll see what the future holds and what the good Lord's plan is for me, because it's
okay.
We've had a good path thus far, and
10 locations. So that's pretty kind of a what you might say an aggressive plan, though.
Yeah, that'll be over the next 10 to 15 years.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So. And I know you and I have talked about this, but just give a little snippet of your vision for why the Butcher's Block. What inspired you to start this business?
Being in the grocery retail industry for now over 33, going on 34 years. So I've had experience in multiple chains that I've worked at and gained a lot of knowledge. And now a lot of companies are going to just pre-pack meat. So therefore it's been gassed, and there's quite a few preservatives that make the meat last a lot longer. Mm. And that's one thing we pride ourselves in is not having the pre-packed meats. We cut everything in-house.
Okay.
So we can cut to order, whatever thickness you like, and the quality. And offering the highest quality that you can buy.
Fresh. And I know we're going to have him on the show here shortly, your son, Nick.
Yes.
Works with you.
Yes, Nick's one who inspired me and pushed me to pursue my dream. It's been a dream for about 28 years now.
Really?
Yes.
He was the shove.
Yes, he was.
Come on, Dad.
Take that leap of faith. And that's what most people are terrified to do, and I was as well.
Yeah, well, a lot of people are, right? The word risk comes to mind,
yes.
Right? I'm reminded of my career and my wrestling career and story. I was just sharing the story just the other day, Eric, and I know you were a fan, I think.
Oh, yes, definitely.
Back in the day.
Yes, sir.
And I'll get to that in just a second, but I'm reminded of the story of when, as I was sharing the story just recently, how I left Moscow, Minnesota. Yeah, there is no Moscow. Well, actually, technically, I think somebody said, no, there is a Moscow. I'm like, are you kidding me or what? I left Minneapolis, Minnesota, took a risk, mm-hmm. and drove to a city that I'd never been before, Charlotte, North Carolina, mm-hmm. with everything I owned in my name, only having a five-minute phone call with a promoter named Jim Crockett, mm-hmm. Jim Crockett Jr., showed up at his office the day he said to be there. You know, no selfies. There was none of that back in the 80s, right? No cell phones. And interestingly, walked in, and of course, anyone who followed my wrestling career knows that it was a meteoric rise. But that was a risk, right? I mean,
huge.
I'd only had a five-minute phone call with the guy.
Yeah.
I didn't even know what was going to be in the other end when I showed up, and it just had an address.
Mm-hmm.
I had a city and an address. In fact, I actually came into Charlotte. I'm like, I don't know where I am. And I remember driving by Billy Graham Boulevard, mm-hmm. and then it felt like I was leaving the city. So I stopped, and somebody will need to Google this, one of the listeners. I stopped and used a payphone at a gas station, put a quarter in, called the number I had, and said, hey, I'm supposed to meet Mr. Crockett today. Oh, you went too far. So they gave me directions. Anyway, so you remind me your story reminds me of that story. But do you have a favorite wrestling story?
Favorite wrestling story.
Yeah.
Well, like I mentioned to you before.
Doesn't have to be about me, by the way.
I was always a big fan of Jimmy Valiant. A lot of people don't know Jimmy Valiant.
Boogie Woogie
Man.
Pretty boy from New York City.
Exactly.
Come on.
Yeah.
Hello.
And that was back in the late 70s, early 80s, right before you came on.
Okay. Okay.
And then remember the Rock and Roll Express. And I can't forget you and Nikita. I mean, you and Ivan.
Uncle Ivan. Yes, Uncle Ivan. That's right. That's awesome.
But those were some of the best days of my life. I mean, we, like you said a while ago, we didn't have cell phones. We didn't have computers.
Yeah,
so
right.
Our entertainment was we'd sit down in front of the TV at late night on Saturday night and watch wrestling.
Mid-Atlantic Championship Wrestling,
yes,
right, back in the day.
Yep.
And then worldwide
yep.
wrestling.
Yep.
So that's amazing. Well, I do want to get your son on, and I want to get Charles, right?
Yes, yes,
Charles. Is he like your
Charles, my head butcher here in Winston-Salem.
The head butcher. And yep. he's been, if I remember the story, like 40-something years he's been chopping, cutting meat?
Charles, I think, yeah, so Charles is about 40, I want to say 42 to 45. David's been... No, actually, I've got it backwards. David's cut it longer than Charles.
Okay.
Charles has been cutting, I want to say 35.
35 years yep. cutting meat.
Yes.
And then the other, David's the other one?
David's the butcher in our Lexington location.
For 40-something
40 years. 40-plus years.
That's amazing. Yes. Wow. What a career.
It is.
What a career. Well, we're going to – I want to get – if you want to run Nick down
yep. – let me grab Nick for you real quick.
Yeah, grab Nick. And, man, it's just, just a privilege, a pleasure, a blessing to be here to help you – help expose the butcher's block, and thank you for help and support. You're a big supporter and advertiser for the Man Up Minute and the Man Up Show, and so I just want to thank
Most
you
definitely.
For that as
I
well.
Thank you, Makina.
Awesome, awesome.
Yes,
all right, yeah, grab Eric. In the meantime, I'm going to grab. We got a jump on in here, young man. We got a wrestling fan that popped in here to buy a book and get a picture with the Russian Nightmare and introduce yourself.
I'm Steven Adams.
Steven Adams from kind of local here, right, Steven?
Yeah, yeah. It's a little town called Jonesville.
Okay.
Yeah, it's about 45 minutes away.
So 45-minute drive to come down and see me.
That's right.
Come on, man.
Yeah,
that's
awesome. I would have drove an hour.
You would have drove an hour. Come on. I love it. Okay, well, I appreciate that. Hey, let me just say this real quick, too. 866-348-7884, 866-3-TRUTH. If you want to call into the show today, since we're live, ask me a question. I'm going to give Steven the opportunity to ask me a question here since he came and graced us with his presence and came down to not only purchase a book but share some of the story. But let's do this. One, what's a burning wrestling question maybe you've always had as a fan? What would be a burning question you'd have for me? Hi, Nikita Koloff. Be sure to check out the Man Up Show. Now available on television, broadcast, and podcast. Go to MorningstarTV.com or the Truth Radio Network. Check out your local listings, or better yet, download the Truth Network app today. Nikita Koloff with a huge announcement. I'm talking big. Coming in August 25th to the 27th, Men's Conference, Man Up Men's Conference, Morning Star Ministries, Fort Mill, South Carolina. What a lineup of speakers we have. The Benham Brothers, David and Jason, Al Wood, NBA All-Star, World Wrestling Champion Lex Luger, Delta Force Commander General Jerry Boykin, world-renowned evangelist Frank Shelton, many, many others, Chris Reed, Rick Joyner, yours truly, Nikita Koloff. Registration is live. Go to MorningstarMinistries.com and get registered today.
Well, how was it when you wrestled Ric Flair?
Which time?
Exactly.
So I'll say this, because I had, and I, there's no telling, dozens and dozens and dozens of matches against the Nature Boy.
Yep.
I'll highlight the very first one. Any idea where I wrestled him for the very first time? I'll try to test your memory here. Any idea? And if not, it's okay. Okay.
No.
Clock's ticking. 5, 4, 3.
Yeah, just, maybe a cage match. Yeah,
it wasn't a cage match. No, that's kind of culminates an angle back in the day. It was a cage match.
Yeah.
Great American Bash.
Yep.
1985. I was only 13 months into the business. I talked about a meteoric rise in wrestling. 13 months of the business. I'm the world tag team champion, the world six-man champion, and now I'm wrestling the world heavyweight champion. Woo! You can probably imitate it better than I can. The Nature Boy Ric Flair for the world heavyweight title. So that was my very first match. And do you have a quick fond memory of any match in wrestling? Fond memory. Doesn't have to be the Russian Nightmare.
Man, it would be Sting versus the Great Muta.
Wow. Okay.
All right. I'll go back that far.
Bermuda blowing the green
uh-huh.
smoke, whatever.
Yeah.
And that was kind of cutting edge, ahead of its time as well. Right.
Oh, so, yes.
Well, man. Well, I you came back. You were here earlier.
Yes.
And of course, like I said, got some of the books, took some pictures. I want to thank you for being such a longtime loyal fan. And one day, we're going to actually get you on. We'll spend a whole entire show with you
uh-huh.
and talk some more of your story and cover all that, okay?
Yes, definitely. I think
awesome.
The listeners really need to hear it.
Awesome. Well, I appreciate it. I appreciate that. And we're going to get Eric. We're going to get Eric's son, Nick, on the phone. So thank you, thank you, thank you for tuning in today live here at the Butcher's Block, 247 East 5th Street. I messed that up
and
earlier.
And this could be your chance to call. You've always wanted to call the Russian Nightmare, 866-348-7884, 866-348-7884. If you wanted to ask a wrestling question, he's up for today.
Come on, come on. Nick, welcome to the Man Up Show.
Hello.
Are you ready to man up?
I sure am.
That's what this show's about, Nick. Man up. Come on. We need more men in America and around the world, but especially in America. So Nick, just quick question for you. So we just had your dad on, Eric, and we're down here. You're working with your dad.
Yep.
And he said something. I'm like, oh, that's interesting. So he says, yeah, Nick was actually the one who kind of kicked me in the rear end, you might say, or inspired me to step out, take a risk, and launch the Butcher's Block.
Oh, yeah.
What inspired you to inspire your dad?
He had been talking about it throughout my entire childhood. So
okay.
I don't want to say I got tired of hearing him say it, but
come on, hey, that's
I just wanted him to pursue his dreams and make them come true. So.
That's awesome. Well, it's kind of like, hey, Dad, like either do it or stop talking about it.
I think he said, "Man up." I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah, man up. Do it.
Maybe not those exact words, but that's pretty much what you challenged him with. Hey, Dad, man up, step out, take a risk, and start this business.
Exactly.
So, what's it been like? You know, what's your experience been like, Nick, working with your dad? Like, for those out there, you know, sometimes you hear stories about how family does get along, doesn't get along when they're in business together. What's that experience been like for you?
As long as you mind your P's and Q's and you stay on top of everything and you take care of everything and actually do your job, you shouldn't have to worry about anything.
Okay. And at Butcher's Block, what is your job at Butcher's
My Block? My job? I'm the manager over here in the Winston-Salem location. So.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
And have you been with him since you opened the shop up here?
I just I left my other job to run this location for him.
Oh, yep. Okay, to come in and manage and run
yes,
this
sir.
Location. Awesome. Were you a wrestling fan at all growing up? And if you weren't, it's okay.
Not really. I didn't really watch too much.
Okay, you're not going to offend me. Are you more familiar now the Russian Nightmare is connected with you guys?
Oh, yes, sir. I sure am.
Watch any YouTube videos at all?
I've watched a few.
Okay, did I win or lose?
I think I watched one where you won.
I won. Do you remember who I was wrestling against?
Not off the top of my head, I do not.
You don't. Okay. All right. Well, I appreciate you guys. You guys are big supporters of the show here, and I think in a moment here we're going to get your head butcher, right?
Yes, sir.
Charles,
that's right.
We're going to get your head butcher here, hopefully on the show. I know I'm looking over right now, and you just had a plethora of customers walk in, and which is always a good thing, right?
Oh, yeah.
Let me ask you this while we're waiting on Charles. What do you see? I love doing the live shows. What do you see? What do you see as your big with the shop here? What do you see as your biggest challenge with the shop?
Our biggest challenge, parking.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, this location, huh?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, not so much a challenge in the because you have another location in Lexington.
Yep, we have a whole parking lot over there.
Easier over there?
Yep.
Okay, so parking is a challenge. But every time I've been here, you've had some what seems to be some very loyal customers that have come in.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, all right.
And there is a parking deck in the center of the building, and the parking is 1 hour free. So
okay,
first hour
awesome.
Free.
What is it busier on the weekend? Is it busier on the weekends?
Almost definitely, but busier on the weekends.
Okay. And you guys have, I know you've catered some different, you do catering and all that sort of thing as well, or what do you do?
We don't currently do any catering, but we are looking into delivering in the future.
Okay, delivering in the future. And I have to say for the record, I told your dad, but I have to say to you that steak that you guys just made for us, it was, and I just can't emphasize enough to the listeners, was when I know Robbie Dillmore would back me up on this, probably one of the, it really did melt in our mouth. So besides steaks, one time real quick, well, you know what? I'm going to save this for Charles. I'm going to have him tell us what all is in that cabinet. So, Nick, thanks for being on the show. Thanks for hosting us here today on the Man Up Show.
Thank you.
All right. Charles, jump on in here. Jump on in. Our main man, the main butcher, the head butcher here. And Charles, I was asking Eric, how long you been a meat cutter?
Since 84.
Since 1984. We have something in common there.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. I've never cut meat. Well, that's not true. I've cut a little meat at the house preparing it for the grill. But 1984 is when I launched my wrestling career.
Oh, okay.
1980. So we launched our careers together here.
Yeah, man.
You launched your butcher career. I launched my wrestling career in 1984. What prompted you to become a butcher? And here you are, 2022, and still cutting meat.
All feet agree, Clemens Carpet is where you need to be. With carpet, vinyl, tile, and hardwood from the top brands, Clemens Carpet does it right from beginning to install. Voted number one by you in the Reader's Choice Awards. Doug, Chad, Benny, Pee-wee, and the team at Clemens Carpet look forward to seeing and serving you soon.
This is Nikita Koloff, and I want to thank Clemens Carpet for supporting my new show, Man Up, Saturday afternoon at 12:30 on the Truth Network.
Well, I was I used to work for a company called Winn-Dixie grocery store.
I'm familiar. Yep, I'm familiar.
And I was a bagger, and I used to go back all the time, watch those guys back there. And the meat manager came out and said, you want to learn how to do this? I said, yeah. He said, well, when you graduate high school, come back and see me. And that's what I done.
From when you literally graduated high school, went and saw him, and that launched your career.
Yeah.
You've been doing it ever since.
Yep.
Wow. And do you enjoy working here at the Butcher's Block?
Yes, sir.
What's your favorite part about working here at the Butcher's Block?
Dealing with just communicating with customers.
Okay.
Talking with customers. And
okay.
Cutting.
And when the customers come in, I mean, and obviously, I'm looking over right now, you got a whole group of customers over there. Is there like something that, like, you got a lot of stuff in that display cabinet. Not only that ribeye steak we have, but, I mean, you got oysters. You got all kind of, what all do you cut? Pork chops?
I cut pork chops, steaks, ribs, fish.
Okay.
Pretty much everything you see over there that's cut, I cut it.
You got a pretty good variety of fish as well?
Mm-hmm.
For people that, and it's fresh. It's all fresh, right?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, so they're not getting anything that's got loaded with preservatives and all that, right. Eric was saying, right? So,
right.
And is there a favorite that? What's your number one seller here at the Butcher's Block?
Probably the ribeyes.
The ribeyes.
Ribeye steaks, yeah.
Okay, what we sampled.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well, folks, if you're a steak lover, come down to the Butcher's Block. Come down, see Charles, and you can cut it up any way they like it, right? As thick as they like it, as thin as they like it, right? Any way they like it. So, all right, let's do this before I let you go, Charles. Let's do this. Were you a wrestling fan?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. How far back who's like some of the first wrestlers you might remember?
Oh man!
Test your memory here.
Wahoo McDaniels.
Okay.
Ric Flair.
Yep.
Greg Valentine.
Greg the Hammer Valentine. Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
Blackjack Mulligan.
Wow, yeah. I remember Blackjack. Well, I had a few matches against Blackjack.
Yeah.
You want a quick funny story about that? I was wrestling Blackjack Mulligan in Florida. I don't know if you remember. He used to wear the claw. The black glove. Yeah, you know it, right? So
yeah.
you were a good fan. Black glove and the claw was his finishing move, right? Mm-hmm. What we call the finishing move. I'm going to tell you what. The claw didn't put you out. The smell of his glove
Oh, really?
And I'm like, I'm not making that up. Like, he put that claw in your face. And I'm like, dude, like, have you ever washed that glove? I don't know. I think he had it his whole 30-something-year career. I don't think he ever washed it. But do you have a question for the Russian Nightmare? I'd asked you earlier. I said, think of a question, Charles, for the Russian Nightmare. Do you have one today?
Yeah. Have you ever had an encounter with a fan?
That's a great question. So you brought up Ric Flair, okay? Well, I'll just so 6 different times I had fans come over the barricade and attempt to come after me. The very first time it happened, I wasn't expecting it. It was at the very first Great American Bash, mm-hmm. In 1985, wrestling the Nature Boy. And I remember we're in the heat of the match, and he's down on the canvas. Uncle Ivan, remember Uncle Ivan?
Yeah.
He's down on the floor, and David Crockett, who's the special referee, I see all of them, and somebody's got me pinned against the ropes. Like, it just happened, like, in the blink of an eye, and I'm like, I don't remember who's this. I don't remember this, you know? And I'm like, oh, my gosh, it's got to be a fan. And so I'm 285 pounds at the time. I'm not that anymore. And I'm trying to grab the guy, and he's, like, ducking. I can't get him. He's leveraged me, pinned me against the rope. And the cops finally figure out, oh, I don't think this guy's part of the deal, you know? I don't think he's part of the show here. They roll in, like, the Keystone cops. They get him out, and the match continues. And, of course, we go on to the rest of the match. That was the first time. But then my antennas went up every time after that. 4 more times against Flair and 1 time against Magnum TA. Remember Magnum?
Yeah.
Mega TA. Best of 7 series. Do you remember that?
Nikita Koloff here, and I am excited. Did you hear the huge announcement? The big announcement. Well, maybe it's a minor announcement. Anyway, Facebook, go look up my new fan page, Nikita Koloff Fans, and like it and follow today.
Yeah.
And so we actually wrestled in Norfolk, and a guy came over the barricade, came in the ring, but I saw him coming, almost came after me, but almost got his hands on me. But I got him before he got me. How about that?
Oh, man.
But the other 4 guys, yeah, we're almost out of time. We'll leave the folks listening hanging on that story, like, well, so what happened? You got him, but he didn't get you. Well, like a good wrestling show back in the day, we're going to leave you. Tune in next week to find out what happened in that match. So anyway, well, Charles, thank you, man. Thank all you guys for having us here at the Butcher's Block and being great hosts. And I'm sure you had a part in that ribeye that Robbie and I had today. And
I cut it.
You cut it, man. Well, you did a great job, and it was so good. So
thanks for
coming on the show.
Thank you.
Well done, actually.
Well done. Well done, Charles. Ha ha. Boom, boom, boom. So come on out. Listen, one more plug, really, for the Butcher's Block. Come on out. See Charles. See Eric. See Nick. All the sauces. Everything you want here. Desserts are here. I mean, I'm still looking at this movie night popcorn set. I mean, a variety of popcorns. Drinks. They got. I see kombucha over there. I'm thinking.
Buffalo.
Huh?
Buffalo.
You got buffalo.
Oh, yeah. They got buffalo. Bison.
Oh, the
grass
bison.
Fed. Not just any old buffalo.
Come on. Come on. So come on out and load up on for all your spring and summer parties to the Butcher Block. Downtown Winston-Salem, 247 East 5th Street. East 5th Street next to Bailey Park. Location in Lexington. Location in Lexington. Just great to be out here today. So what a treat, Robbie, huh?
Oh, man, I'll tell you, it's a treat on all sorts of levels, isn't it?
On all kinds of, on every level, it's been a treat.
We get to meet some great fans.
Yep, I had some great fans come out, bought some books earlier, autographed some books, took some pictures, and, of course, it's just been absolutely amazing. And, hey, this is the first of many. We're going to do other live remotes and other businesses and locations, so keep your antennas up for the Christian Car Guy.
If you would like to support Koloff
Kingdom Pursuits,
Ministries,
the Man Up Show. God bless you, folks. Thanks for tuning
Nikita
in.
Nikita will send you his 2 CDs, Adoration and Declaration. For a gift of $50, Nikita will include his book, Wrestling with Success. And for a gift of $100 or more, Nikita will include a signed copy of
his newly updated life story, A Tale of the Ring and Redemption. Go to www.koloff.net and donate today.
Nikita Koloff here. If you're needing to buy a car and have marginal credit and considering using Buy Here, Pay Here, that's worse than taking the Russian sickle. Winston-Salem Motor Cars will put you behind the wheel of a car you can rely on while helping rebuild, repair, or establish your credit score. Conveniently located on Silas Creek Parkway in Winston-Salem, be sure to check them out today at WSMC1.com because you are number one. This podcast is made possible by the grace of God and your faithful prayers, support, and generous gifts. May God bless you for your continual contributions. Go to koloff.net and donate today.
This is the Truth Network.